I'm not sure if you can see the gospel text on the tree behind me. It's taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and verse number 27. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There are many appointments that we can make in life, and we don't really have to keep them. Or at least we think we don't. Maybe an appointment for the dentist, or an appointment from the doctor, or maybe an appointment with a friend or a loved one. And we can break those appointments and it doesn't really have all that much consequence for the rest of our lives. But some appointments are very, very important. And there's one appointment that is absolutely settled in the courts of heaven. And that's our appointment with death. It's an appointment that we will all keep. It's an appointment that we cannot escape. It's an appointment that we cannot miss, and it's an appointment that is without or outside of our hands. The Word of God is abundantly clear that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There are many things in life that we are not sure of. We're not sure of tomorrow. We're not sure of next week. We're not promised good health or prosperity. We're not promised an easy life. The Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." But there is one thing that we are absolutely sure and certain of, and that is the reality of death. The human mortality rate is 100%. One out of one people die. None of us are getting out of this world alive. The Word of God says we must needs die. And here it is again in this text on this tree. It is appointed unto man once to die. The fact that we die once indicates that there's no such thing as reincarnation. There's no such thing as a second chance. We have one life to live, only one life to live on this earth, and it'll soon be passed. And we've got one life, and we need to make it account for eternity. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. And that's the most solemn thing of all. Not just the fact that we're living once and we're dying once, but there's an after this. There's a great eternity. And all roads ultimately lead to the judgment. We're all soon going to stand before Almighty God and give an account of our lives. Romans chapter 14 and verse number 12 says, "Every one of us shall give an account of himself before God." And someday we're going to stand at the judgment throne of God and give an account. If you're not a Christian, you're going to give an account for your life, for your sins, for what you've done with Christ, what you've done for Christ. And the Word of God says the books are going to be opened and everything is recorded. Every thought, every word, every deed, every idle word that men speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. What a solemn, solemn thing. But even the Christian, the child of God, and many Christians forget this, are going someday to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of their stewardship and give an account of their service. And for many, that is going to be a very solemn thing as well, because many professing Christians have got very, very little to show for their profession of faith in Christ. It's only the Lord that can judge the heart, and the Lord knoweth them that are his. And it's so important, as Jesus Christ said at the end of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, "Be ye also ready." Are you ready to stand someday at the judgment throne of God and give an account of your life? Have you been to the cross? Have you cried unto God for mercy? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Do you know the Saviour? And if you say that you do, and you profess to know Christ as your Saviour, are you living for him? Are you serving him with all your heart? Do you have a good testimony? Are you really walking with God? Are you faithful in your Christian life? Are you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of God? And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Let's live our lives completely for Jesus Christ. Let's be sold out for him. I don't want to stand at the judgment seat full of regrets of what I could have done or should have done or might have done or might have been. Let us seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. I seem to quote that verse so often, but in these days of uncertainty that we're living in, it's all that really matters. God's will, God's name, and God's glory. Let's live for Christ before it's too late. God bless you. See you again next time.